From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty, reporting just 2 days after the Catalonian Regional Parliament voted to declare independence. Hundreds of thousands of pro-Spanish protesters demonstrated in Barcelona. The crowds clapped, sang, and chanted through the city streets, carrying red and yellow Spanish flags. Among the throngs, González Trova.
It's clear that they are not a majority, and they don't care about us. They don't respect anything. And I say, we can be all in the same country, independentists, Spanish people, but you have to respect everyone, and they do not respect that.
Spanish Foreign Minister Afonso Dastis said Catalonia's deposed leader, Carles Puigdemont, would be allowed to run in December's new election unless he's imprisoned first. But he told the Associated Press Madrid firmly opposes independence.
I rule out full independence, but not necessarily more autonomy, even if they are now already one of the regions which with the highest powers and competences, not only in Spain, but in the world at large.
Madrid has temporarily stripped Catalonia of its autonomy until elections can be held December 21st. 3 days after an opposition boycotted presidential election rerun, Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga has demanded a new election within 90 days. Odinga accused the U.S. and other Western governments of being irresponsible for urging Thursday's repeat vote.
To them, they wanted any other election. See, as we are talking about credible elections, them, any election is okay. So they just wanted us to go there. To become like a cannon fodder.
The vote counting is nearly complete. Election officials are uncertain how to handle some 25 constituencies where voting was blocked. President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner of the first election, annulled by the Supreme Court. This is VOA News.